welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier two-year institutions in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. Are you looking for a fresh start? Give us a call or check out our website at nemcc.edu. You'll get a top-tier education here at Northeast at an affordable price, and thanks to our iPad initiative, we'll save you thousands of dollars in textbook costs before you leave Northeast. You won't find that anywhere else in the entire state of Mississippi. Also, the Northeast Foundation excited to announce the Game Set Match Tennis Complex Capital Gifts Campaign. This beautiful state-of-the-art complex will be built just west of Tiger Stadium. It'll have 8 courts, 4 seating pavilions. Contact Patrick Eaton at 720-7165 if you are interested in being a part of this project. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, with his message this week on Tiger Talk.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Will. Thank you for another opportunity to share with the Northeast family some important things and updates that are going on around campus and throughout our 5-county area. I do want to say thank you to everyone for your energy and your enthusiasm and maintaining that level of excellence that we have always been able to accomplish here at Northeast. So as I always say, we have some of the smartest people in the world working here at Northeast, and I really mean that. And I also want you to understand how much you appreciate it, how much we value everything that everyone does on campus. And one of the big things going on right now is our strategic doing groups are meeting and creating plans in a lot of different areas. A couple of areas that I've been involved in. One, our strategic doing group concerning communication across campus. And many of you indicated this was a concern that to see some things that were going on that we just really did not know about and did not promote where everyone knew about it. So we met this afternoon or decided to come up with a plan to get weekly a list of activities for the week and to also remind you as those activities draw near. So I think this is going to provide a lot of information and update everyone weekly on the activities and things that are going on. So the way this will work, if you have signed up with Signavine, which is our messaging app that we have on campus with our students, we will now include all employees on that. Each Monday, we will send out a text message, a very short text message with all the information on it that you would be interested in reading. One thing I have learned is that people do not read long emails or long text messages. So as briefly as we possibly can, we'll have all the activities listed for the week and the time that they will occur. You'll receive these on Monday morning. And then if you have activities or things that you want to be listed and sent out to everyone, if you'll get those to Misty Devon here in the president's office by Friday at 10 a.m., we'll make sure to get those out on Monday morning. So hopefully this will help and provide a better way of communication to all of our Northeast family on things that are going on and also provide more information for our visitors out in the communities. Also, another big week, the final week, as a matter of fact, in football, we will be hosting Holmes Community College Thursday night. Kickoff is scheduled for 6:30. This will be our final home football game and also the final football game of the 2021 football season. So we invite you to come out and participate in that. And also prior to that, we invite you to bring your family out and participate in a couple of activities that we'll have going on. From 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we'll have our normal tailgate, which will be out in front of Frank Hanna Union around the fountain area. We invite you to come out and enjoy the free food and the festivities that go along with that. Also, we will be having, since it's Halloween, we will be having a tent or treat, which we will have multiple tents. So I think now we've got about 14 or 15 tents or groups and organizations that have lined this up or divisions. So they will be giving away candy and different things, different objects and gifts and prizes and things like that. I think at the president's tent, we will be giving away some backpacks, small backpacks that will be for anyone who comes by. I think we have about 500 of those ordered, and we'll have those, passing those out for you, put your treats in as you go through the tent or treat. We've also designated Thursday, October the 28th, as Legislative Appreciation Night, And early at 5 p.m., we will be meeting with our local legislators that that have chosen to come and participate. Hopefully, they will all participate in it. So we've invited all of our elected state officials, our senators and representatives, to come by and not only participate in the tailgating and also the tent retreat, but also be able to mingle with the citizens of our community, also our student body, and get a chance to meet everyone. We will also spend some time with them prior to that, going over our legislative priorities that we have selected to be our top priorities, and also our faculty association led by Ms. Carrie Fowler. We will meet with them and also go over our recommendations and spend some time explaining to them why we need certain things. We have five priorities statewide that all the community colleges and all of us presidents are lobbying for. Our priority number one, of course, is salary improvements. We are requesting a 3% salary increase, which totals $11 million statewide. Also, priority two would be a funding formula increase, to increase funding by $250 per full-time student and devote $15 million be placed in priority two. Priority three would be career technical programs and equipment, $10.5 million to increase the CTE Advantage program from $5 million to $15.5 million. Also, education technology increased from $7 million to $10 million, and these are technology enhancements that we incorporate statewide through the Mississippi Community College Board. And then priority five would be our bond increased bond request, which we're actually looking this year at looking somewhere around $100 million for community colleges. I know there's a lot of CARES Act funds that will be available, so we will be seeking more funding than we normally do on the bonding issues and bonding requests. This is monies that are available to help us increase our infrastructure on campus and provide a lot of things. Also, we got in the Humanities and Cultural Arts Department tonight, would like to invite everyone to attend a presentation by Dr. Ann Marshall at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night at Anderson Auditorium. Dr. Marshall is Associate Professor in History Department at Mississippi State University. She is going to do a presentation called The Rights and Wrongs of History, The Lost Cause in Confederate Civil War Memory. So this is turning into and looks like it's going to be a great presentation, and certainly invite you all to come out and participate in that. Basketball season is starting next Monday. Our men will host Bevel State Community College out of Alabama at 6 p.m. here at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. And then Thursday, November the 4th, Northeast will open up with our arch rival, Itawamba Community College, as a first home game. So those are some things that are going on around on campus. Speak more about things next week. And activities that are going on and some improvements that we're making as far as communication on campus and some other areas of instruction also. So a lot of things happening and a lot of things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. So we want to say thank you to all of our faculty, our staff, our employees for the job that they do. You are valued more than you know. And we could not be the premier institution we are without each and every one of you. So thank you so much for what you do, and we're looking forward to moving forward with a lot of things going on. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers!
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Say, did you leave college without a degree? If so, it's a simple process to get that degree. It's called C2C, Complete to Compete. We'll help you along the way. Just go to MSC, the number 2C.org for more information. Also, our continuing education department offers six major programs that you can earn a state or national certification, including a truck driving class. Our new one will start on November 1st. It's an 8-week course, first come, first serve. For more information, give us a call. And why not start the new year off with a new career, with a top salary, with that CDL Class A license. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes to get us on the air. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.